Under the blacksmith's chestnut tree, there was moss upon the ground, and...
The smith, a mighty name has he, the same as Jones and Brown.
Hey, Bill, we've got that thing all wrong.
Well, everything's different in the village now, Ernie.
Well, say, why not tell the folks right here how the blacksmith's acting queer?
Why, they think he's an honest bloke who bears a heavy yoke.
Oh, they would never know him now. Did he change, oh boy, and how?
He heard one morn an auto horn.
And things are different now. Underneath the chestnut tree, the service station stands.
The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land.
Why, there's a cob on every minute
with a yokel riding in it.
He gets them coming, gets them going.
How his bankroll keeps on growing.
He used to go on Sunday just to hear the parson pray.
But he don't go to church no more, for that's his busy day.
Hey, who fits a pint he gets? Oh, gasoline and water.
Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.
Underneath the chestnut tree, the service station stands.
The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land.
Why, he has 5 or 6 garages,
bigger diamonds than the Raja.
And he's a devil, likes to revel.
Why can't he be on the level?
He used to love the children and would play with them each day.
But now he sells them lollipops and takes their dough away.
Hey, hon! There goes the horn, he earns another dollar.
Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.
Say, Bill, no wonder the village blacksmith owns the village now. You know, he's a pretty smart fella. You remember the other day when we were at the service station, one of the town boys came up to him and said, "Say, Mr. Blacksmith, which nut on an automobile is the most important?"
And the blacksmith told him, didn't he, Ernie?
You bet.
He said the nut that holds the steering wheel is most important.
Underneath the chestnut tree, the service station stands. The smith is mighty wealthy now and owns a lot of land. On the fairground, he's a faker.
Fools the boys with his dice shaker.
Sells Doc Munion's cure for bunions.
He's no rube, he knows his onions.
He used to toil and labor till the sweat rolled down his chin. But now he tips his neighbor on the horse that's going to win.
Hey! Clang, clang, go the pearls upon his wife and daughter.
Oh, the village blacksmith owns the village now.